Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to say I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly it's good to be back, and it's certainly good to be on the air. I want to thank my co-host for carrying on the show on last month. She did an outstanding job. Certainly, if you have any comments, you can just let me know and give me a text to say, yes, Dr. Carey, our co-host, did an excellent job, and she brought the word of God. And certainly, I thank God for her help and her assistance on this show. Well, I know I'm up against a lot of events going on. I know Apostle Brinson and the Brinson Institute are having an event. Certainly, we are praying for them, and I know that Laborers for Christ is having their breakfast on this morning, and we thank God, and certainly a shout out to Apostle Shawnette for moving into her new building. Praise God. God is doing some miracles on this side of this earth, and we thank God for his faithfulness. How many know that God is faithful? Y'all, God is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful, and he certainly will keep us if we want to be kept. And certainly, he is all the time good. Well, you know, I get into the announcements. Amazing Grace Ministries will having, we will be doing a self-awareness class at the, let me get it right, Faith Lutheran Church, located at 8300 South Sangamon, Chicago, Illinois. We will be doing that on March 23rd at 7 p.m. This is a free class. Certainly, you ain't paying anything for it. We will be dealing with some emotional issues, and certainly we will also be dealing with looking at the characters in the Bible and showing you how they relate to our emotional stability at this time. So that class starts this month, March the 23rd, and I will be talking more about that class. And if you want more information, you know how this process goes. And on this coming Sunday, I will be the speaker at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, located at 415 West 111th Street, where the pastor is Pastor Michael Hill. The service starts at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Come on out, and certainly the Lord will bless. The Lord has a word for his people, and he is faithful. He is faithful. So we're going to get into this word, y'all. We're going to get into the word of God now. Again, I just want to shout out my co-host for certainly covering for us on the past month of February, and she will be back this month. So just wait, she's coming. All right, so let's get into the word of God, shall we? This is a new month. This is a new series, and I know that we were talking about grief and loss on February. The last week we talked about the Lent season, getting ready for Christ to come. And if we have not been praying and seeking God before, yeah, we need to seek God even the more now. Certainly we need to be on our knees. If you got bad knees, stand up, sit down. It don't matter what. In your car, it don't matter. But we need to be seeking God like never before. I say that to say this. I was going to deal with dealing with treatment issues or how to help or assist those that are going through the grieving and loss process. I was going to break down some elements where individuals like me and yourselves can help those that are going through. And the Lord stirred me a different way. So if you say, send me a text and say, Dr. Carey, I want that information, then we will make special arrangements for Amazing Grace Ministries to have a blog to deal specifically with that, with treatment issues, with how to deal with that, how to go through the grieving process, and how to just deal and cope with it. So if you say, Dr. Carey, that's what I want, we'll set it up and we move forward. I just want to say that before we move on to this month. Because, again, this month we'll be covering a different topic. So let's get into it. So this month the Lord is dealing with me to deal with fear. So March, we're living without fear. So let's go to the scriptures, and this is Habakkuk 2 and 4, Romans 1 and 17, and Galatians 3 and 11. And if you notice after reading the scripture, you notice that they're basically saying the same thing. Habakkuk 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Romans 1 and 17. For Wherefore therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, for the just shall live by faith. So we are living without fear. We're talking about fear because we're living in a day and time where pestilence is in the land. And if I could just deviate and go and read Psalms 91, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but when we deal with verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. And I'm going to jump back up to that first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now let's get into what we're dealing with, COVID-19. You know, we're looking at it, it's all on the news. 2020 did a whole series about this disease. It came from China. Hallelujah. And certainly it has brought destruction and death to the land. And we look at the Sunday school that's coming up on Sunday. You know, it talks about a prayer for the injustice, for justice. And we're looking at the people of Israel and how they had gotten mixed up in sin. And if we look at today and time, if we're looking at the land that we're living in, if we look at the times that we're walking in right now, we can say that, wow, the scriptures in Habakkuk, that he, the prophet, was looking at the sins of what the people of God had gotten themselves into. If we be realistic, we can say that today. Look at we're living in, where we are at, living in this time, living in this world where sin is abounding, and yet we can't tell the saints from those in the world. Sorry. Oops. So here we are. Here we are. We're living in a time where sin is running rampant, where the world is seem like in control, like we look like the world, we walk like the world, we talk like the world. So we're dealing with living without fear. So I want to give you some definitions of fear. It's a painful emotion or passion excited by the expectation of evil or the apprehension of an impending danger, the apprehension, anxiety, alarm, or dread. And certainly some of us, when we look at what we're living in today, where murder and crime is on the rise, and you can't go to work today without being fearful. You can't go to school today without being fearful, feeling like somebody's going to come into school or somebody's going to come at your job. The person that gets fired, now he's going to come back and kill up some folks because he got fired. So that's fear. Satan is creating the spirit of fear, the expectation of evil. It's an unpleasant feeling caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous or likely to cause pain or threat, to be afraid of something or something that is likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. So some of the symptoms, let's get to the symptoms, because here the scriptures talk about the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So when we look at the symptoms of fear, when we look at anxiety, alarm, anxious concern, the attack of nerves, And these are the symptoms, some of the symptoms of fear, fight, hang back, hesitation, horror. And I'm just getting to some of them. To look at all of them, they are listed from A all the way down to Z. There's a word, strain, uneasiness, unquietness, upset, yield, worry, withdrawn, weakness. So those are all symptoms of fear. Fear prevents us from receiving the opportunity from God. It causes us to feel exposed, unprotected, unsafe, and insecure. Fear does not work alone. It is usually works along with other principalities and spirits, such as when we look at unloving spirits, but we're not going to get into that spirit yet. Fear comes from shame. We fear that our shame or defeat will be exposed. Fear and faith both project into the determination of our future. They both demand to be satisfied. So when we look at fear, when we look at what we're going through today, when we look at how we're living in a society that we are fighting disease, COVID-19, when we look at the disease or the coronavirus, when we look at what the government, the steps that are being taken to prevent this disease, and it came from China and now it's in the United States, and look like more and more people are dying from this disease. More and more cases are breaking out. We're living in the last days. We're living in a time where God talked about and predicted these times and these perilous times, as Timothy called them. We're looking at a time where people are lovers of themselves more than they are of God. We're looking at a time when they don't respect their parents, when they don't respect each other. We're looking at a day and time where we are ran, or we are guided by our emotions, where we are guided by what we feel and not what God is saying. And certainly I read the scriptures that said the just shall live by faith. You know, we're looking at and we try to feel like we can walk and talk like this world, but we can't, because certainly the enemy knows that his time is drawing nigh, that his time is winding up. And because the enemy knows that his time is winding up, he's trying to make the believers fearful. But if we trust in a God that says that I can and I will provide for you, hallelujah, then we need to put our trust and our belief and our faith in a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I could think or ask. Now, when we look at fear, when we look at this concept of what Satan tries to do, it brings discouragement, it brings disappointment, it brings dread. All of these are forms of fear. Fear is rooted in unbelief, unforgiveness, worry, anxiety, sickness, disease. And even fear is a symptom of a wounded heart. Doubt and unbelief keeps us from the rest of God. If we don't trust God, if we don't believe God, if we don't seek God, if we are not praying, if we're not elevating our minds, the Bible says to renew our minds, to seek the kingdom, to search for righteousness, to seek God like never before. If we're not seeking God, if we're not elevating our minds, then we're going to think like the world. We are not going to trust God, and we're going to trust man. And once we put our faith in man, then we fall, because man can't save us. It is only God that can save us and that can keep us. He is the only one that provides for us. Even in the midst of disease, you know, I talked about Psalms, 91st Psalms, and I talked about, I gave you verse 6, and then I went to the first verse, but I want to talk about the first verse again. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." If we seek in God, if we believe God, if we trust God, we know that there's nothing impossible for God. We can go to bed at night and sleep to know that God will provide for our needs, because He is just that kind of God. There, nothing happens in this world that God has not ordained. Ooh, nothing. So when we look at fear, when we look at some of the issues of fear, fear keeps us from God's rest. We try to create rest of our own labors, and it's not going to happen. Fear is based, and I'm going to give you a list that the enemy uses to steal God's word from us, to inject fear, persecution, becoming offended, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, pressures outside and inside. And this is a good one: not protecting our eye gates and ear gates. We are portable tabernacles. Our eyes and our ear gates is a major entry point for fear. So what are you saying, Dr. Carey? I'm saying what you see. You know, there were three little monkeys. One monkey had his hands over his eyes. One had his hands over his mouth. One had his hands over his ears. And that is how we have to walk in the Lord. We've got to protect our eyes. We've got to protect our ears. We got to protect, and we got to guard what we say. We can't look at everything. We can't hear everything. And certainly we can't speak everything, because our ear gates, that's entry ports. That's how Satan get in. That's how Satan get in to deceive, because we are fighting principalities. We are fighting spirits. The Bible says we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. So because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, we wrestle with principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And you know that's Ephesians chapter 6. You know, Dr. Carey talks about principalities all the time, because that's what we're fighting. We're fighting issues of the spirit, issues of demons, issues of warlocks, issues of powers that are unseen that manifest themselves naturally. Hallelujah. So we've got to watch what we see. We've got to watch what we hear. Because if we don't, we will be fearful. So we're looking at disease. And, of course, there is a fear attached to disease. If you don't believe it, look at this current disease. Events have been canceled. Cruise ships have been put on shutdown. People are dying.
People are dying from this disease that they don't understand where it came from. They know it originated from China. Now it has made itself to the United States, and California has canceled major events. Even Illinois, even here in Chicago, have canceled major events. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We are not to be fearful from this disease. Why? Because Psalms 91 says so. Because we are the righteousness of God. And because God cares for us, he's going to take care of us. And if we trust and believe, he's going to see us through. Are guilty of blasting the TV, looking at television 24/7, 7 days a week. Me, myself, I had to look at 2020 on yesterday to look at it, and they did a whole series on COVID-19 or the coronavirus 19, and it's 19 because it started last year in 2019. So when we look at all this, we're looking at the negative reports coming. It's coming into our eyes. It's coming into our ears, and we're thinking about it. And once we start thinking about it, then we get fearful of this situation that's coming. Now, I'm not saying you need to protect yourself. You need to walk with all diligence. Maintaining cleanliness, you know, if you're washing your hands or whatever the prevent or what they want, the prevention steps. Hallelujah, that's a good thing. But we're still living by faith. We're still watching and praying because the Bible says, "Be watchful, don't be asleep." Be watchful of what you're doing. Be on guard and allow the Lord to guide and lead you. Sometimes we got to turn the TV off and we've got to pray. We've got to pray like never before. We've got to seek God. We've got to turn on some Christian music in our house. We've got to turn on the Word in our house. We've got to allow the Word to be running 24/7, 7 days a week. If you got a player, if you got a, you know, we used to have tape recorders, y'all. When we had tapes of messages and we put those tapes in our tape players and we turn it on and we get to cleaning our house. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And we turn on that tape and the Word get good to us and we be cleaning and hallelujah, we be praising the Lord and we be praising God in the midst of whatever we're doing. Yeah, we got to go back. We've got to go back to listening to Word, to the music. We've got to turn some of this television off some. And I'm not saying you can't. We're different. But I'm just saying for me and my house, you know, we need to go back and we need to read the Word. We need to have it playing in our homes. You know, sometimes it don't even hurt to have the Word as you sleep. Because your spirit man is being built. We are spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit. And we've talked about that. Listen to some of my other blogs. But that spirit man needs to be fed. So when the enemy comes at us like a flood, when he comes at us, God will raise a standard. But He's able to raise that standard because the Word of God is on the inside, and the Word comes in, and the Word tells us that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, and we believe it because that spirit man has been built up. So, Psalms 101 and 3 says, "I will set no evil thing before my eyes." And if we're looking at what's going on, if we're looking at the things we're watching on TV, a lot of that is evil. And certainly once we see the evil, Satan uses that to bring fear. And fear is the opposite of faith. Now, Romans 14 and 23. I want to read this. And he that doubteth is damned if he, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we've got to believe. We've got to trust. We've got to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, even with this coronavirus is walking in the United States. We've got to know that God is protecting us, that God will allow his angels to encamp round about us. And if we don't know it, then we need to read Psalms 91 every day until we get it. Just read the whole chapter. Just read it in the morning. Read it in the afternoon. Read it in the evening. Just read scripture until we get it down in our heart to know that God is going to take care of us. Why? Because we have this confidence in who he is. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, and it is a spirit. Satan wants to make us fearful. He wants to make us doubt. He wants to just wants us not to know who God is. He want to take our rest from us. But I'm here to let you know on this morning that God is able, and we're not going to walk in fear. So when I stated that scripture, there are some powerful words in it. One says power. Now, when you look at the Strong's commentary, it says power, strength, power, the ability, inherited power, power resisting, residing in the thing by virtue of its nature or which a person or thing exerts and put forth, power for performing miracles, moral power and excellence of soul, the power and the influence which belong to riches and wealth, power and resources arising from numbers, power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. We must remember that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is in us. Hallelujah, praise God. Hebrews 10 and 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Now, let's look at confidence in the scripture, shall we? It is freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech. It is openly, frankly, without concealment, without apprehension, or without being refrained. It is without use of comparisons or figures. Two, free and fearless confidence is cheerful courage, is cheerful courage, boldness, assuredness. And another word for this, and we're going to get, not only we're going to deal with confidence, but we're going to break down great reward. Reward means to deliver, to give away for one's own profit. What is one's own? To sell, to pay off, discharge what is due. A debt, wage, taxes, produce, due, things, promise under oath. So a rendered account, to give back, to restore, to recompense in a good or a bad sense. So when we look at that scripture, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. That means if we're confident, if we know without a shadow of a doubt, without fear, without without hesitancy, knowing that God is able, with great assurance, knowing that he is able to give us a reward, to repay, to restore, to give back those things that Satan has tried, that has taken from us, to stand on the word of God, to know that if we have this confidence in God, that he is going to make us bold, and in his boldness we can stand without fear, knowing that God is going to take care of us and that he is going to provide for our needs, because that is his promise to us believers that trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Let's pray, saints. Father God, I thank you. On this morning, we worship and adore you, Father God. We praise your name. We give you the glory, because all of it belongs to you. We thank you, God, for those that have set out their time to be on blog this morning. We bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. We also want you, to God, to strengthen those that are going through loss and grief right now in the name of Jesus, or grief and loss, Father God. Those that have lost a loved one, Father God, there's so many out there. There's some on the line on today, God, that you know who they are, that are going through a loss of a loved one, a sibling, God, a husband, God, a father, God. You know them, Father God, and we pray even now, those that's on life support, we pray even now for Bill, Father God, that's on life support, Father God. We pray even now, God, as they take him off, Father God, you do all things well, Father God. You know, Father God, you know, in the name of Jesus, allow your will to be done, Father God. Touch, deliver, set free, Father God. God, encourage their hearts, God, encourage their minds, Father God. We bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, even this disease, Father God. Everyone that's on the line, we pray for their protection, God. We pray for the protection, God, for the city of Chicago, God. We bind those the disease will have contact with, Father God. We pray, God, that you'll build their immune system, Father God. We pray, God, that you'll put a hedge of protection around our seniors, God, to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and even this coronavirus. We speak healing, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We speak to every spirit, every foul spirit, in the name of Jesus. We speak with the authority that God has given us, that spirit that has raised them from the dead. We speak with that authority in the name of Jesus. We speak healing. We speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that we bind the spirit of fear and intimidation. We speak it, God, that we can live without it in the name of Jesus. We declare your goodness. We declare your faith. We declare your word in the name of Jesus. We're healed. We're delivered. We're set free. We trust in you, God. We're guiding every gate in our bodies, God, our eyes, our ears. We're guarding what's coming out of our mouths. We're speaking it in the name of Jesus. We're declaring it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for all of you that have sacrificed to be online today for this word. Hallelujah. If it's encouraging on this word, on today, give me a text, 309-750-7584. Say, Dr. Carey, I was encouraged. I was blessed. And certainly, if you need prayer, if you've got a special concern that you're having, just give me a text to say, Dr. Carey, this is what I'm praying for, or this is what I need prayer for, and we will pray for you, because we are helpers one to another. We are here to encourage each other. We are here to keep each other's encouraged, because Satan is on his job, and we are better together. We are helpers one another. We are helpers to one another. The Bible says that we are our brother's keepers. So certainly we help each other be encouraged. So never feel like if you text me with something that it's not important, That's not the case. Whatever you're going through in your life at this point, whatever you need, if it's prayer, and Amazing Grace Ministries can help you, we want to be a blessing to you. We want to encourage your mind. This is what we're here to do. We are here to shine a light on the enemy. We are here to destroy the yokes of bondage, and fear is a yoke that we are casting down, that we're dealing with, because we are the righteousness of God, and we are joint heirs to the throne, and that is the promise that God has given us. So again, I'm going to see you on next week, either myself or my co-host. Y'all be blessed.